Welcome, my friends. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. It's Wednesday, April 11th, 2007, about a minute or so past 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. I welcome all of you to the show. Those listening on shortwave, frequency 3.215. Those listening online at republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, those listening on AM and FM stations across the country, across the world. We're thrilled that you're able to be a part of the show here tonight. Our guest is Lee Kroc. He has a website at www.edkuniversity.com. All of his information is on there. His two phone numbers, home and at the lodge as well. It also contains his email address, fax information, his snail mail address if you'd like to write him a letter, or if you'd like to visit him at the lodge, in which case, give him a call. He wants at least 24 hours notice to make sure there's room for you and whoever you might be bringing with you. But, Lee, welcome back, sir, and why don't you go ahead and give out your phone numbers?
Glad to be here. And the lodge number is 740-783-0021. My residence is 740-783-3315.
Wonderful. Wonderful stuff. So
give me a ring. I love to talk to people.
I know you do, and that's how the whole thing gets started. People, and of course, Lee, you generously give away an energy cleaner machine every time we do a show, which I'm just so honored to be a part of that. And then also you let people go and stay with you for free. So, you know, obviously you're going to put more weight in somebody who's willing to do something to better their situation. If they're willing to make the trip up there, it's going to count for something to you. And of course, they're already convinced as soon as they get there and experience it for themselves. So let's go back to the phones here, folks, and fit in a call or two while we have a chance. Glenn in Montana, welcome to the program.
Hey, guys. Good show tonight. Question for
you.
Does the machine itself offer the same benefits as the Fountain of Youth? Because I'm a disabled veteran. I live in Montana, and it's extremely unlikely that I could afford the drive out there. I would probably spend $2,000 on gas.
Wow.
So does the machine itself offer the same benefits as the bath? And I'll take the answer off the air and make room for everybody else. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Glenn. God bless. Well, to answer your question, I'll jump in here quickly. Lee, first. The machine is the reason why it is a Fountain of Youth, okay? The machine itself is the thing. That's it.
That's correct.
The machine, the Fountain of Youth is simply the bathtub that Lee has at the lodge. It's that particular bathtub, and his new and improved Fountain of Youth is going to be basically a hot tub, but it's just a machine with the screen that comes with it when you make the purchase or you win it. So, Lee, anything you want to add?
No, you said it all.
Okay. Well, I have that problem. It gave me a show for it, though, so I'm working on it. Let's continue. Roy in Michigan, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Lee. I visited your lodge, and I remember my trip from Michigan down there, and it was very painful for me. It's like most trips, you know, when you travel that distance, my back was hurting, and completely exhausted from the trip. But my trip back, using the energy machine, it was amazing.
Oh,
I got
great.
Back, and it was like I hadn't taken a trip at all. I couldn't believe it.
That's wonderful.
And my experience while I was there at the lodge, it was amazing. I took him to, I've had... I don't know if they're polyps or what they are in my nose, and I've dealt with them for the last 7 years, and I'm still not completely cleared up from them, but I've been able to breathe from time to time, and which I hadn't been able to do for 7 years or more.
Wow.
And my wife, when she got into the Fountain of Youth, she immediately started detoxing.
Mm-hmm.
And detoxing to the degree that the water actually turned green.
Wow.
From the detox while she was in the tub, and the same experience with one of the other ladies that was there with us. And one of the ladies that was with us had a tumor like the side of her
her
jaw. Yes.
I'm sorry to jump in. Can you hold over with us?
Sure.
Lee, can you hold over with us?
Sure.
All right, folks. We'll wrap up here when we come back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio, our special guest Lee Kroc, and our caller Roy from Michigan. Stay with us.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Fun tonight. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest, Lee Kroc. Lee Kroc, welcome back, sir.
Glad to be here.
Glad you're here. Glad you agreed to stay on with us. I appreciate it. And Roy in Michigan, please continue with your story, my friend.
And while we were there, we talked to another couple that came in. They had been there previously, and they went back to get the cash because this lady had came in with fibromyalgia, and she had varicose veins and all that in her legs, and she had got such relief that they had to go back and get the cash to come back to purchase the machine, and she was just elated with the experience that she had while she had visited the lodge there.
Yes.
And to me, I would say that it has been a thing where I used to wake up every morning with my back, just so I could, some mornings I could not hardly walk, and now being able to get up each morning and be able to walk and not have my back hurting.
That's wonderful.
I can't say enough good about the machine.
Well, I'm thrilled that you've been wonderful about calling in and giving us updates, and I really appreciate that. Let me throw this at you, because this is something, well, I used to live in Michigan, Roy. I consider it like prison sentence for me. But, you know, maybe you live in a nicer area than I did. But
well,
anyway.
The whole country is a big, this is one great big prison
unfortunately, you're right about that. But, you know, I did live in Michigan. I'm familiar with the weather, obviously, snow 9 months out of the year. But, you know, everybody I know who lived in Michigan had an electric blanket. I don't know if you have one. You probably don't because you're a smart guy and you know that it's bad for you. However, this is interesting. If you take an electric blanket and you slice off the power cord, you take those wires and you wrap them together, you can cover up with, and you hook it on the machine, you can cover up with a blanket that's going to give you energy cleaner effects from the top as well as the pad on the bottom.
Well, that's an excellent idea.
Yeah. Well, I have one of those on my bed as well, and I figured I'm not ever going to use it. I'm not going to plug it in for heat. I'll just, you know, pile more blankets on. It's much better for me. But, you know, with the application of that as an additional blanket, you know, you surround yourself much like you do in the bathtub. It's working really well for me. It's worth a shot.
That's another question. How much cloth will it be able to penetrate and still be able to, do its thing? Like, will it penetrate the pillow?
It's a good question. You know what I did is we took one of the long narrow pads, wrapped it around the pillow, put it inside the pillowcase, and just used a safety pin to keep it in place. My wife used that for headaches for a while, and then now she doesn't need it anymore because she doesn't have headaches anymore.
Yeah, that's another thing. The mm-hmm. headaches that I suffered because of my sinuses being so plucked
sure.
up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rare occasion for me to experience that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm convinced that if I continue on with the use of it, that eventually I will clear them all up.
Mm-hmm. Try putting that pad in your pillowcase. It might be a little rough at first, you know, because it's not the most soft fabric in the world. But when
right.
you've got the pillowcase over it, I think you'll notice a huge benefit there as well.
Wow, that is an excellent
idea. Yeah, you know, and that's the cool thing about it, Roy, is that, you know, because this is all experimental, there's so many different ways to apply this and utilize this in a beneficial fashion. And again, applying those pads in ways like that, making it into basically a pillow pad, all sorts of different things you can do. It's very exciting.
I know I had a neighbor lady that we visited her with the energy machine. She wanted to try it. And in about an hour and a half, maybe hour and 45 minutes, she had a lump that was developing on the back of her head. And that lump went away just in that
wow.
short period of time.
That's fantastic.
What that lump was, you know, I actually don't know, and she didn't know either. All mm-hmm. she knew is she was developing a lump in the back, you know, the back part of her head.
And now it's gone.
Now it's gone.
Ah, that's wonderful. Yeah. Lee, go ahead and jump in here, my friend.
You're doing a real good job. I just appreciate and enjoying it.
Yeah, very much.
And thank you, Roy, for calling in.
Yeah, thank you an awful lot, Lee. I sure appreciate your hospitality, and it was really an experience going there, I'll tell you that.
Wonderful.
And if the truckers, if they had a clue what it will just do for their back,
amen.
And making their job so much easier,
mm-hmm.
he probably would not be able to take and keep enough of them in stock to cover those truckers.
It's all about spreading the word, my friend.
I know that.
Obviously, you're doing that, and I know we all appreciate it. And everybody you're telling about this who, you know, gives it a shot, who tries it, who goes to the lodge, who picks up a machine for themselves, I know they appreciate you for telling them about it. So thank you so much.
All right. Hey, thank you, sir.
All right. Take care, my friend. God bless. Try that pillowcase thing, and let
yes,
me know how that works for you. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Lee, it has been a fantastic show. I can't thank you enough for all the time you've given us here tonight and all the time you've given us over the years. And like I said, it is an absolute honor and a pleasure to be, you know, affiliated in any capacity with you because you're doing such great things and you're helping so many people and you're changing lives. And it's an honor just to even know the name Lee Kroc.
Well, thank you very much. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show.
You're very kind, my friend. I appreciate that. I want to go through all the information again here quickly and give this all out. And Lee, correct me if I screw anything up because I'm apt to do that. Lee's phone numbers are as follows. The Energy Lodge, 740-783-0021. And the after-hours number, but not too late, of course, folks. You know, not everybody keeps hours like we do here on the show. 740-783-3315. The website, which, again, it's always being updated, edkuniversity.com. There's a link to that off of our website. You'll see it right there on the main page. That little banner that we have on our site also has Lee's phone numbers posted there. If you scroll all the way down to the main page on Lee's website, you'll see his email address, which is energycleaner@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And people can send their entries into your email inbox, and they can call you. They can talk with you. They can come by and visit you for absolutely zero cost whatsoever to them. All they have to do is get there. You're not going to charge them to spend the night. And they can stay there with you. You'll show them how to use the energy with their hands. You'll show them how the machine works. You'll allow them to try it in the bathtub, the Fountain of Youth, and you'll allow them to sleep on it on their beds cost-free. They can try it themselves and see if it works. And for those who can't make the trip, consider making the purchase. Consider entering the contest, because this is what it's all about. You've got an opportunity here to change your life if you choose to take it. And it's that simple. But, yes, everything that Lee has, he has no magic stuff at the lodge. Everything that he has at the lodge is just simply the most powerful application of it. But it can all be duplicated in your own home, very, very simply. You can sleep on – I sleep on the energy cleaner, you know, every night. I take a bath with it at least once a week. I mean, I bathe more often, but, you know, with the energy cleaner in the bathtub once a week at least, with the Epsom salts, and it's just phenomenal. It's absolutely phenomenal in every possible way. And as we said, there's all kinds of different applications for this. It's just a matter of your creativity and your willingness to look into something and do your own research, do your homework, talk to the man himself, and see what you think might be able to be a good option for you. Anything else, my friend?
No, that sounds good.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Well,
just tell everybody come and see me, and if you got cancer or anything, come down here and we'll send you home a new person.
There you go. And, of course, May is Cancer Month there at the Energy Lodge. You'll have the brand new and improved Fountain of Youth seating 7 people, spa tub. Don't pee in the water, folks. Just go and get yourself cleaned out, but don't clean yourself out in the tub. Just a little disclaimer there from me.
Good goodbye.
I appreciate that. Lee, God bless you, man, and all that you do. You are just a phenomenal human being who has shared a great, great gift with all of mankind. I appreciate you so much.
I never done anything that was so rewarding and worthwhile in my life.
Well, we need to keep you around for a long time, my friend, because not everybody's as pure as you are. So you just keep on keeping on, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. People can write on the calendars The Return of Lee Kroc, the sequel. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Have a great night, my friend. Get some well-deserved sleep.
Same to you.
All right. Well, not yet, but thank you very much. I appreciate it. Folks, Lee Kroc, ladies and gentlemen, just an amazing guy, and I've said it many, many times. You know, I had the energy cleaner, and Lee sent it to me. I said, what, do you want to do an interview? He said, no, give it a shot. He goes, see what you think about it first. And I said, okay. So he sent it to me. I used it for 4 months, and the only reason I noticed that I wasn't in pain anymore is because my pain was not debilitating, first of all. And secondly, I went on vacation and didn't take it with me, and that has never happened since. When I go somewhere, even if it's just overnight, it comes with me. When I go camping, it comes with me. I mean, this thing is it's a mandatory requirement. It's just that good. It's that effective, and it works that well. I don't know how else to say it. All right. Well, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll dive into some news. And, of course, phone calls, as always, 800-313-9443. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio, 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Gentlemen, you are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. But of course you knew that. I'm your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. I think we should probably do some news here tonight at some point. It's very, very interesting stuff, that's for sure. It's always interesting. It may not always be good news. But again, you know, I have a pretty firm foundation to stand on. It's called faith. A lot of people don't have that. And if that's the case, well, good luck. I don't know how anybody can really look at the world around you and not feel completely beaten, defeated, helpless, broken, and not think that there's something more. You know what I mean? I mean, you look at the search people are on. People inherently have a, and I believe this, it's an inherent need in all of humans to be free in every possible conceivable way. And there's no more important freedom than the freedom that faith allows, because it does contextualize everything. You're never going to understand the world. You're never going to understand solutions. You're never going to even understand the problem in totality unless you have faith. If you don't have faith, I don't know. You have my sympathy, that's for sure. And you don't even have to have faith the same way I have faith. Just have faith in something. You believe in the giant spaghetti monster in the sky, that's fine. You know, whatever gets you through. If it works for you, go ahead. It's not my job to tell you what to think, what to believe, or what to feel. I only ask that you do those things on your own. Come to your own conclusions, and feel free to share them with us. Let's talk about politicians, folks. We are in an election cycle, and we pretty much always are. And it seems to me that the politicians, certainly when they're running for office, they always, especially the President of the United States of America, they always start the little, you know, election process a little earlier each and every cycle. And I think the reason for that, especially now, here in 2007, people are tired of George W. Bush. They want him gone. And nobody's going to impeach anybody because they're all in on this together, Republicans, Democrats alike. There's no discernible difference between the two. But the point is, folks, is that we, the people, we call these folks, these politicians, our representatives. They're supposed to be representing our interests. But again, what if they don't know what your interests are? Now, you could say, well, I contact my representatives all the time. I tell them what I think. Yeah, that's great. Do you think they care? Do you think they actually listen? They have become politicians for one reason and one reason alone, because they mastered the art of not caring. It sounds bad. I mean, they've mastered other arts. There are some people who are more skillful, more tactful, more charismatic than others. But for the most part, they have the ability of plastering the grin on at the drop of a hat. They can shake hands. They can brown nose with the best of them. And they can completely nod and look really into what you're saying and, you know, really concerned about your situation. And at the same time, completely and totally dismiss everything you're saying because they're thinking about, you know, I don't know, some secretary that they're going to be having sex with later or something. They're not caring about you. And maybe I'm wrong. I've met a handful of politicians who have really impressed me. Just a handful, though. And mostly on lower levels. Certainly, I've never met a president past or present, maybe future, but I don't know. But let's look at this story, because this leads into some other things. It's from the AP, and it came out, well, technically yesterday or earlier today, if you prefer. Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani hasn't done a lot of grocery shopping lately, at least based on his answers about the cost of bread and milk. Campaigning in Alabama on Tuesday, the former New York City mayor portrayed himself as a fiscal conservative and an aggressive fighter of terrorism who has a lot in common with the Deep South state. Yeah. Everybody wants the South. That's why we're going to have somebody on the ticket, either for VP or for president, who's going to represent the South. Watch for it. It's going to happen. When asked about mundane matters, such as the price of some basic food staples, Giuliani had trouble with a reporter's question. Said Giuliani, quote, "A gallon of milk is probably about $1.50. A loaf of bread is about $1.25 or $1.30, end quote. A check of the website for D'Agostino Supermarket on Manhattan's Upper East Side showed a gallon of milk priced at $4.19 and a loaf of white bread at $2.99 to $3.39. In Montgomery, Alabama, a gallon of milk goes for about $3.39 and bread is about $2. So Mr. Giuliani thinks that bread's about $1 and milk's about $1. Idiot. What does this mean, folks? It means that just like everybody else who wants to be president, millionaires, all of them. You look at the 2004 election. Edwards, millionaire. Kerry, millionaire. Cheney, millionaire. Bush, millionaire. Does that sound representative of the American public in general? No, it does not. I have never seen $1 million, not in pictures. I've never held it. I've never seen that many zeros on a bank account. I never will, and I'm fine with that. But at the same time, I would ask you to ask your representatives. Yeah, you maybe will never see a bank account like theirs or an estate like theirs. Look at Al Gore's mansion. We've talked about that with global warming. Yeah, you'll never see a house like that. But have they ever lived in a house like yours, driven a car like yours, had a bank account like yours, a budget like yours? The answer probably is no. Are these people representing you or are they not? The answer, of course, is no. Stay with us. Back in three.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Frankly Speaking Radio rages on. We're talking about this story from the AP. Came out yesterday, or technically earlier today, or Tuesday. Probably be the best way to put it. Anyway, Rudy Giuliani has no comprehension what the price of bread is, what the price of milk is. And you could say, well, yeah, he's a very important guy. He doesn't have enough time to go food shopping. Yeah, well, or money's no object either way. You know, when you have no comprehension of the value of money, think about it. Somebody who's rich is like a child. You know, you've got a kid maybe, and maybe, you know, you give him an allowance or something, and that kid's like, you know, whatever, what can I buy? you know, I want this, I want this, I want this. And then they have money and they're like, well, I want to buy this. And you're like, you're not even close. What? How can that be? Well, you need to understand the value of a dollar. Or rather, the lack of value of a dollar. But the point is Giuliani and rich people in general, it's exactly the same thing. They just don't get it. No comprehension. Some do. But politicians, certainly not. It says, Giuliani was closer to the mark on the price of a gallon of gasoline. He said, quote, gas, I think, is $2.89, end quote. Giuliani's difficulty with grocery items recalled another Republican supermarket run-in. In 1992, President George H.W. Bush expressed amazement at a high-tech supermarket scanner, prompting critics to argue that he was out of touch with average Americans. The White House cried foul, pointing out that during a grocer's convention, Bush had been impressed by a special scanner that could read torn labels. Still, come on, special, ooh, technology. You see what I mean? This right here is validation for hope. I mean, I went through the whole faith thing, and I think that's a vital component. That's the most important component, in my opinion. But the rich and the powerful folks, the elites, the powers that be, the globalists, these people, they've never suffered. They've never had to scrounge money out of the couch cushions to be able to buy some food. I have. You probably have, too. I've had to, when I lived in Michigan, I had to go return cans and find cans on the side of the road, take them back so I could afford food. If you've been like that, if you've lived like that, you know. You know the value of a dollar, and you know what it takes to survive. These rich people, they have no comprehension of that stuff. They have no idea. No idea. But they love their money. They don't understand it, but they love it. This one is from TANR.com. It's a blog site. Very interesting stuff about John Edwards, who, in my opinion, is going to be the VP candidate under Hillary Clinton. Hillary does not have South credibility. No Southern credibility left with Hillary. When she got out of the White House, she didn't come back to Arkansas. She ran up to New York City, and the South has never forgotten that. John Edwards has got charisma. He's got Southern style and charm. The South is important, obviously, and John Edwards has not on par, but close, I guess, to the sort of charismatic Southerner charm of one Bill Clinton, something to obviously balance out Hillary's just complete and total lack of subtlety, of tact, you know, lack of personality, lack of compassion, you know, those sorts of things. But anyway, here's a blog about John Edwards. Came out on the 29th of March is when I found it. It says, I think many hardened cynics assumed that Elizabeth Edwards' cancer was going to make fundraising more difficult for the Edwards campaign. As one such cynic explained to me, big-time donors were going to be reluctant to give money to a campaign that, despite Edwards' pledge to carry on, might very well have to fold tent before the first primary vote. But I think these cynics forgot about the Internet. Today's Washington Post reports the following, quote, in the last 5 days, the campaign, meaning Edwards's, received more than 5,000 donations totaling $500,000, about 50% of the total it raised online in the previous 3 months, according to postings on actblue.com, the website that tracks Edwards's Internet fundraising. John Edwards comes out, my wife has cancer, but we're not going to give up. We're not going to give it. We're going to get out on the campaign trail. We're going to beat this cancer. What? What does cancer have to do with running for office? Absolutely nothing. But, of course, he equates the two. He marries them together. And, of course, the sympathy dollars come in. And I said it. I said it's tragic. But this has just been, in my opinion, an exploitation maneuver by the Edwards campaign to tie it all together. So that way your sympathy, and again, you got to be sympathetic to the candidates. You got to make them feel like they're real people. Now, the Edwards family, they're real people. Because they're suffering from something that a lot of you and people I know, too, are suffering from, things like cancer, just disease, lack of health. So all of a sudden, you're like, oh, this is a representative of the people. Because his wife's suffering from something that a lot of people suffer from, cancer. Everybody knows about cancer. So then the donations start rolling in. He raised half of what he had already raised in 3 months. He raised that in 5 days. Now, you could call it sympathy, you could call it lack of sympathy, whatever. I call it smart. Vile, despicable, but intelligent, just like a politician. Anyway, the blogger goes on to say, yes, the bigwigs might have second thoughts about writing a check to the Edwards campaign, although we'll have a better idea just how serious those second thoughts are when we total the first quarter fundraising numbers next month. But the smaller donors whose giving may well be less calculated, more impulsive, are clearly logging on and opening up their wallets. So the people who are, you know, sympathy, basically, is what they're saying. John Edwards raising money because of his wife's cancer. When in actuality, again, are there cures for cancer? Absolutely. Absolutely. And the one guy who never shies away from the word cure, Colonel Joe. His website has his phone number on it. Go ahead and log on. Give him a call. Ask him for a book. Buy his book. Apply it. And it won't even be an issue. There's no incurable cancer. This one will also be intriguing to you. From the Drudge Report, March 26, Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton is working hard to master the ins and outs of the United States military, the New York Times is planning to report. Editors have set out a Tuesday page one placement for Pat Healy's detailed dispatch, newsroom sources tell the Drudge Report. Of all of the early problems Bill Clinton faced as president, few stand out to Hillary as more aggravating and avoidable than his rocky relationship with the U.S. military, her advisors tell Healy. Hillary, in effect, has been practicing her salute. In an excerpt from the story, it says, quote, Hillary has cultivated relationships with generals and admirals, prepped herself on wartime needs and strategy, and traveled to Iraq and Afghanistan, end quote. Translation, Hillary is going to be buddy-buddy with the military because her husband was a traitor to the military. He stabbed the veterans in the back. He took away their benefits and did a great many other horrific things, as we all know Bill Clinton did. But the point is that Hillary does not want to see... want to be seen in this. She wants to be affiliated with her husband in every possible sense of the word, except for his dealings with the military, for the most part. Because guess what? We have a very military-centric mindset these days, as we have been immersed in war since 2001. So, as a result of that, this just highlights a couple of key points. Number one, first of all, Hillary is going to be very cognizant of the military's role in this whole thing. Number two, the war on terror is not going anywhere. Democrats and Republicans agree, folks, almost in complete and total unanimity. They agree that the war on terror is important and it must continue. They may not agree about the Iraq component, but they do agree that the war on terror must continue. So how will it continue? Well, we've got this story, April 5th, MSNBC.com. Coming on the heels of a controversial troop surge of 21,000 U.S. troops that has stretched the Army thin, the Defense Department is preparing to send an additional 12,000 National Guard combat forces to Iraq and Afghanistan, defense officials told NBC News on Thursday. That's 33,000 additional troops so far in this troop surge. Remember, the Iraq study group, which, of course, the Democrats were saying, it's about time somebody said this, and blah, 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 the bipartisan Iraq study group, recommended a troop increase in Iraq of up to 90,000, 100,000 troops, but no more than that, because they said we just don't have any more than that, indicating that there'll be a draft in the future. But at the same time, that's quite a substantial amount of troops, considering that, you know, we've already surpassed the invasion level force needed to basically take the country in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, whatever it was. And now we've got exponential amounts more than that. But now we've got 12,000 additional troops coming from the United States National Guard, meaning that they guard what? Oh, the nation. Which nation? The U.S. National Guard guards the U.S. But again, they're over there doing the work of active duty troops without the benefits. Not that the active duty are getting a whole lot of in the reserves too. You know, it's brutal, brutal, brutal exploitation, honestly. But more troops again. The troops will come, it says, from four Guard combat brigades in several states, the officials told NBC News. They said papers ordering the deployment, which would run for 1 year beginning in early 2008, were awaiting Defense Secretary Robert Gates' signature. Oh, Robert Gates, who happened to be, of course, brought in to replace Rumsfeld. Nancy Pelosi demanded it when she got into office. George Bush had Rumsfeld's resignation within an hour. And, of course, Robert Gates was in mind the whole time. Gates, who they tried to put into this position for a while now, had written a paper saying that we should engage Iran in dialogue because they're a very, very important nation. He was also a member of the Iraq study group, which advocated dialogue with Iran. He gets into office and he's like, we really got to focus. Iran is evil. What? Oh, okay. You got your reprogramming. Yeah, he got his marching orders and he's a company man, folks. Goes on. Said retired Army General Barry McCaffrey, a military analyst for NBC News, quote, I think all of this was concealed until we got through the election. There's no way to sustain the current rate of deployments without calling up probably nine National Guard brigades in the coming year for involuntary second tours, end quote. Gates did not mention the Guard deployment at a news conference Thursday at the Pentagon. Earlier this year, he revised Pentagon regulations to authorize more frequent National Guard deployments to take some of the burden off of the Army. So, troops, 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 where are they going to come from? Well, let's look at some politicians. This one came out Tuesday, thehill.com. White House hopeful and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, Republican, harshly criticized House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California, and her trip to Syria during a speech on foreign policy Tuesday. Speaking at the George Bush Presidential Library Center in College Station, Texas, Romney embraced the courage of President George W. Bush before decrying the, quote, divisiveness, the bitterness, the smallness, the disunity, end quote, of foreign policy politics in Washington. Said Romney in excerpts released by his campaign, quote, and then the Speaker of the House helped dignify a state sponsor of terror. At this time of war, her action, meaning Nancy Pelosi, stands as one of the most partisan, divisive, and ill-considered of any national leader in this decade, end quote. Romney then said, the state of the U.S. military had declined during the Clinton administration, and he called for expanding the military by, count them, 100,000 troops. Mitt Romney wants more troops in the military, 100,000 more troops. Very interesting, given the fact that we are looking Iran right in the face and a possible expansion of the war on terror into Iran. Now, we talked a little bit about Iran last night. We'll talk a little bit about them here in this conclusion of this new segment here. Because, again, quite simply, it's going to happen. There's too many irons in the fire, folks. Remember, Iran had 300 centrifuges. Now they've announced they have 3,000. And guess what? More news came out earlier today or Tuesday, Bloomberg.com. Iran said it is aiming to install 50,000 centrifuges to enrich uranium as part of its nuclear program one day after defying the United Nations with an announcement that the work has reached an industrial scale. Said the head of the country's atomic energy organization, Gholam Reza Aghazadeh. He was quoted by the official Islamic Republic news agency as saying, quote, Iran's aim is not only to install 3,000 centrifuges at its Natanz nuclear facility, but it has planned for 50,000 centrifuges, end quote. Said Aghazadeh. Well, he can call if he's got a beef with it. Anyway, he said this, quote, when we say we have entered industrial-scale enrichment, there is no way back. Installation of centrifuges will continue steadily until we reach a stage where all 50,000 centrifuges are launched, end quote. So, they're just continuing to plow forward. They've got 3,000, they're aiming for 50,000, and presumably they'll have periodic announcements that will periodically ramp up the tension, ramp up, of course, oil prices and a variety of other things, and make everybody really scared until they say, that's it, we got to get in there. Goes on, the government in Tehran today emphasized that it will not suspend the enrichment work, said Foreign Minister Manikar Mataki, cited as saying by state-run television, quote, the suspension of uranium enrichment is not acceptable either as a precondition or to negotiations or as a result of such talks, end quote. Translation, no way are we stopping for anything. And as we talked about it, there are proud people in Iran. That's why they were upset by the movie 300, for example. Because they think it taints their heritage that they're so proud of. But what I'm saying is they've made uranium enrichment a source of national pride, and they're not going to back down from that. It would be kind of like if the whole world was like, you better not rebuild the Twin Towers. You better not rebuild the World Trade Center site. You better not do it. And America would say, pfft, you know where you can stick that idea? No way. We're doing it. We're doing it. And then look, folks, see what we got? Look at the great rebuilt World Trade Center towers. Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't do it. Someday. Continuing. Tuesday, PressTV.ir. Iran has announced that it is close to a deal with Sinopec of China, the state-owned parent of Sinopec Corporation, on developing the Yadavaran oil field. Sinopec Group agreed in October of 2004 to take the lead in developing the Iranian oil field and to buy 10 million tons of liquefied natural gas every year for 25 years in a deal worth as much as $100 billion. China closing a deal with Iran to buy gas in 25, well, I don't know how long it's going to go for, valued at $100 billion. Do you think China's going to stand for Iran being invaded? No. Probably not. And we've talked about that before, and we're not going to cover the same territory again. But obviously, Iran being involved in a war would obviously facilitate probably a global conflict, a world war translation. Okay. Story goes on. The two sides have failed to agree on final terms because of a price disagreement. Vaziri Hamaneya, who is the Iranian oil minister, He said that Iran is still in talks with the French energy giant Total over the Pars oil project, which will be the first liquefied natural gas export terminal in Iran, although Total's estimate of the project cost was above his expectations. Total has signed a $2 billion deal for the first phase of the South Pars project in 1997, snatching the biggest oil deal with Iran since the Islamic Revolution, in defiance of U.S. efforts to punish oil companies investing in the country. So various nations are looking at Iran as an opportunity to secure their future. Now, remember, when we went into Iraq, there was a lot of contention. Iraq had a lot of oil contracts signed with countries. If those countries did not back us in our invasion, we canceled their contracts, and they had to go somewhere else. Well, you know where they all went? Iran. They're not going to let the same thing happen again, which is what makes this thing incredibly difficult to consider. Because obviously gasoline, oil, all these things are part and parcel of what we're talking about here. So pay close attention, my friends, and bear with us. Quick break, 3 minutes, and then we'll come back. We'll conclude the hour. We'll conclude the new segment. See where you guys maybe want to take us. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio, 3 minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Never speak a word again. I will crawl away from you. to this. Things have never been so swell. I am never found to fail.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Now, remember, we just talked about Iran. Not only did they ramp up their uranium enrichment from 300-plus centrifuges up to 3,000, supposedly. Now they're talking about 50,000. Obviously, it gets a little scarier each and every day, right? Well, if you believe that sort of thing. But this one also came out Tuesday from Reuters. North Korea told it will soon receive its assets frozen at a Macau bank, said it could start shutting down its main nuclear reactor within 30 days, but likely will miss a Saturday deadline to do so, NBC News reported on Wednesday. North Korea's chief nuclear negotiator, Kim Kwi-gwan, made the pledge during a dinner meeting with a U.S. delegation visiting Pyongyang, led by New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, NBC reported members of his team as saying. The United States said on Tuesday Macau had unblocked about $25 billion in frozen North Korean funds and urged Pyongyang to take steps to shut down its Yongbyon nuclear plant by a weekend deadline. So will they or won't they? I guess we'll have to find out. But again, folks, as you see, trying to get Iran and North Korea away from their nuclear power or nuclear weapons, whatever the case may be, the point is that Iran has already found a loophole saying, look, this nuclear reactor, it burns green. You know, there's no carbon emissions. This is great for the planet. We need this. Well, you know, and now they're ramping it up, and North Korea, they want things. But again, we don't really want anything from North Korea. They don't have any oil. So we'll have to wait and see what will happen. We obviously have no reason to invade them because at the same time that they have no oil, they, you know, we got nothing to acquire. We'll say, oh, yeah, you've got nuclear weapons. Well, hold on. We're worried about Iran maybe getting nuclear weapons. We don't care about you, North Korea. You just go and sit over here and be crazy people. Or whatever, meaning Kim Jong-il, of course. But again, what it boils down to is you're going to see that rationale being invoked as time goes on. This is a non-carbon emission power source. As a result of that we're doing our part here in insert country name here to save the planet. So that means that if we have a presidential campaign that focuses a lot on global warming, which it looks like it will, if we have a president who is brought into office based on global warming and all the worst-case scenarios, then obviously the wars with Iran and whatnot are going to have to be gotten out of the way before then. So we've talked about this, and it looks like the times are sort of looming. A lot of predictions that the U.S. was going to invade sometime in April or be ready to do so, certainly with the British sailors and Marines that were abducted and then released. Time's running out. Tony Blair's not going to be in office for too much longer, and odds are you're going to get somebody in there who's not necessarily as friendly to George W. Bush's policies as Tony Blair is. So, again, you know, the time is running out. Their window of opportunity is closing. I hope it does close. I hate to see the exploitation of the U.S. military in all the ways that it has been for so long. It's a real, real tragedy, folks. And we talked about that last night. I imagine we'll talk about it some more. So we're coming up at the end of the hour. Be aware of our phone number. If you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts, feel free to do so. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And if you don't, that's fine. I've got plenty of news here. And if we don't get to it tonight, we'll get to it tomorrow. But if we don't do it phone calls tonight, we'll do news. So stay with us. Back with the final hour, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.